On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we're joined in studio by a panel of first responders from CAL FIRE and the Assistant County Fire Warden, Paul Avila, Lieutenant Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, and Ethan Billigmeyer with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. Ethan, the one thing we haven't talked about yet is the issue of tree mortality, which is something that is monitored closely by the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. So what is taking place right now on that front?
Yeah, BJ, thanks. The county and PG&E, we've removed a lot of hazard trees in the county. However, as most people know driving around, there still are a lot of dead and dying trees out there. And unfortunately, those trees in their weakened state, they get a, you know, if they absorb a lot of water or they get a heavy snow load on them, they're much more susceptible to snapping off and causing problems. So we just advise residents to just keep an eye on those trees. If they see a tree or they're near a tree that has no needles left on it or anything like that, and it looks, you know, it's obviously very dead, just make sure that they have extra caution around that tree, especially if it's snowing or raining really hard. Those trees are much more susceptible to breaking off.
We've seen a lot of the staging with the tree mortality projects over the past year or so. You know, does that still take place during the winter months?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we continue to operate as long as it's safe for the contractor to do so. So really, it's between the contractor and our tree mortality project coordinator to determine whether or not it's safe for them to operate. And really, we kind of rely on the contracted tree removal company to let us know if they feel like it's safe to have their crew continue to work. But we do plan on continuing to do tree removal work throughout the winter.
Lieutenant Earhart, I want to ask you a little bit. Is the Sheriff's Office still working on its kind of mass notification system during major events?
Yeah, so when we have a major event, we do have a mass notification system. You can go online with the County of Tuolumne website, and on the face page of the website, you'll see a citizen alert tab. You click on that, and you can register. And the benefit is when you register through there with your address, your cell phone, and landline, if you have that, you'll get notifications of any incidents or emergencies that are going to take place in your area, whether you're home or not. A lot of people nowadays don't have landlines. They just have a cell phone, so it's real important to get that cell phone information in there, and that just gives us the ability to communicate with you and let you know what's going on in your neighborhood. We've used it in other incidents, such as last year when QML Road was closed down, to advise them of evacuation routes, alternate routes when we close Bonds Flat, and of course during the Rim Fire as well. So it's a great tool, but we need people to get online and register with that.
Ethan, also, when the snow starts to become heavy and so forth, you know, what are the biggest challenges when it comes to getting the trucks out there to remove the snow?
So right now, a lot of the biggest challenges, as I mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of tree removal, and so there is a lot of down logs and debris that are out there. So the snow plows are, it could be very dangerous if we have, any resident that's parking on the side of the road or anything like that. They just need to make sure that they're well out of the way of the roadway, so that the snowplow can still get by safely without doing any damage to the plow or the operator or the vehicle.
And Lieutenant Earhart, something to add?
Yeah, just an important factor is, you know, when the snowplow comes back, make sure that your driveway is cleared. That way any emergency response vehicles can get access to your house if we need to get there, so we can get fire trucks, ambulance, or law enforcement up the driveway. So that's another benefit of keeping your driveway clear.
Chief Avila, any concerns regarding Christmas trees? Do you ever see Christmas tree fires or that type of thing?
You know, we asked that, as far as Christmas trees, pretty much two styles. The natural tree, if for those that elect to go down and cut their tree, keep it in water and make sure you maintain that water level in the tree or for the tree. And also as far as lights, Christmas lights, you have the older bulb style and also the LED. LED emits not nearly as much heat. And if you're using your lights from years past, we ask that you examine them, to take the time, look through them, look for any kind of breaks in the wire. If there's anything where the wire has been compromised, just get rid of the lights and go buy new lights. You know, the trees that you could buy in the store, fire-resistant products, great trees, usually come with lighting that meet the fire code.
Well, we're getting close to the end of today's show. I'd love to go around the table just to get some kind of closing thoughts or anything that we didn't mention on today's show. So, Lieutenant Earhart, any final comments?
I just really, like I already said, you know, as the roads start getting wet, snow starts falling, just take your time. If you can stay home, stay home. Keep your residence well lit so that way everybody can, you know, if you have a vacation home, so we can see if anybody's been in or around your home.
Chief Avila?
You know, I'd just like to add, right now is a good time to change your batteries in your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Good rule of thumb is spring forward and fall back. Change them 2 times a year. Even though your devices aren't activating, say you have a low battery, change them. Nowadays, a lot of the detectors come with the battery you can't change. So when that goes out, you just change the whole detector, and that's fine. But right now is a good time to change them.
And has the wind-down season for CAL FIRE really started to begin with the aircraft and resources and so forth?
Yeah. Last Monday, we downstaffed to 15 engines. Normally, we have 21 engines. So currently, we're staffing 15 engines in the unit, still 10 crews, 2 dozers, and the 2 air tankers, as well as the air attack. We still have Copter 404. 404 has gone to water dropping only. They don't have the Helltech crew with them, but they do have enough crew to do to perform any kind of rescue as far as short haul or hoisting.
And Ethan Bilgmeier, any closing comments?
Yeah, we just encourage residents, to do just a little bit of pre-planning, preparedness. A little preparedness goes a long way. Talk to their family members about what to do if, people can't get back home or get back into the house. And if they go to ready.gov, that's a great site. It has a list of preparedness plans and types of things that should be put in a go kit for pretty much any kind of emergency. I highly recommend people check that out because it basically gives you templates that you can fill out to make these plans, and it gives you prompts on how to talk to family members and things like that. So,
very good. Well, thank you all for coming in today.
Yep. Thanks, BJ.
Thank you.
Again, we want to thank our guests for joining us on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. We've been hearing from Paul Avila, who is the Assistant Unit Fire Chief for CAL FIRE's Tuolumne Calaveras Unit, Lieutenant Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, and Ethan Bilgmeier with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Next week on Mother Lode Views, we'll be joined by Daryl Slocum. He's the Executive Director of the Sonora Area Foundation. He'll be talking about his past year as serving as the head of the Sonora Area Foundation, recently celebrating his one-year anniversary. Sonora Area Foundation also has some exciting gifts that they're going to be announcing, community grants during this holiday season. You'll want to tune in next week on Mother Lode Views.
You've been listening to Mother Lode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Mother Lode. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.